time of the foster care inspection in April, there were 196 children in foster care in Donegal. There are now 202 children in foster care in Donegal. 42 of those are under 5 years of age. So I think one of the first things I'd like to say is just how important it is that Donegal children, primarily who are in care, are minded by the ordinary and extraordinary families who come forward as foster carers in Donegal, and we're hugely grateful to them.
And having one said thing, that, and just on that, Aisling, one thing we can't presume, just because there is non-compliance in areas of review of foster carers, it doesn't indicate bad foster carers.
No.
It just, I mean, that's really what you're getting at there, isn't it?
Well, no, it's not really.
Okay.
I suppose what I'm saying is that, as my starting point, just really that, you know, that we are dealing with kind of, I suppose, children in Donegal are being minded in Donegal. Every single one of those foster carers and each of those foster care children have an, every single foster carer has a linked social worker, and every single child has an allocated social worker. So the fact that reviews of foster carers are a formal process that is carried out every 3 years, but actually foster carers on an ongoing basis have a huge, you know, have a significant level of contact with their own link foster worker, as has the child in foster care as well. So that work is substantially there and ongoing at all times. And actually, HICWA, when they came in, did a focus group with foster carers in Donegal, and they found that they were hugely, overall, very happy with the support that they were receiving from the services in Donegal, from the TUSLA services. So it's really the actual review process is a formalised process of review that happens every 3 years. And yes, we are behind those because of staffing, but there is a substantive plan put in place, which is now approved by HICWA as well, over the next 12 months to address the backlog of those reviews. And that is currently happening.
Okay, but in the care, in the area of the placement of children in an emergency, it found that mechanisms of oversight and monitoring of preliminary checks were not adequate.
Yes. And again, I think in relation to just relative placement of children in emergency situation, very often what happens is children come into care quite suddenly in some situations, not so suddenly in others, Greg. But where they come into care suddenly, really because our ethos from TUSLA is keeping children in the context of family, in the context of community, in the context of their own school, you really look around to try and find, you know, the possibly a relative foster care or, you know, a close kind of family member in that community who can mind that child. So our focus at all times is kind of minding the child. Yes, you know, in that focus of placing a child, so a child literally could be placed overnight in an emergency foster care situation. So what we're trying to do now and what we are doing at the moment, and I was our principal social worker is Nora Rorty, and our area manager is Jerry Hone, and they are substantially working at the moment to have a linked social worker and social worker very quickly doing a compliance visit there in order to assure everyone that placement is safe for that child.
Does TUSLA have the resources in the Northwest to carry out a review and implement, you know, what changes are required in line with the HICWA requests?
Yes, and I think that's demonstrate. You know, we do have a substantive range of resources. We do have some gaps in service provision because sometimes it's very difficult to recruit social workers, for example. But what we've done in Donegal is we've broken up the social work service into a fostering recruitment assessment training service and a fostering support team. And that's to try and ensure that those relative foster care assessments, for example, are done on a timely basis. HICWA haven't necessarily critiqued the quality of our assessments of foster carers. What they've critiqued is the timeliness of it. And I think that, you know, that's an important distinction to make. In terms of resources, yes, you could always, you know, we have some gaps in service provision. But I think when I say that we have an identified link social worker with every foster care family in Donegal and an allocated social worker to every child, those are the important things in daily safeguarding.